We're going to jump on to the next one. Maybe? Yes. Influence and status. So this is one of the most famous game dynamics. It's used all over the place. It's used in your wallets right now. Right? We all want that credit card on the far left because it's black. And you see someone at CVS or not CVS, like Christian Dior or something, right? And then, I don't know. I don't have a black card. I've got a debit card. So they whip it out and you see, man, they have that black card. I want that because that means that they're cooler than I am and I need that. And this is used in games as well. Modern Warfare, one of the most successful selling games of all time. I'm only a level 4, but I desperately, you know, want to be a level 10 because they've got that cool red badge thing. And that means that I am somehow better than everyone else. And that's very powerful to me. Status is a really good motivator. It's also used in more conventional settings and can be used more consciously in conventional settings. School, and remember, I made it through 1 year, so I think I'm qualified to talk on school, is a game. It's just not a terribly well-designed game. Right? There are levels. There are C, there are B, there is A. There are statuses. I mean, what is valedictorian but a status? If we called valedictorian a, you know, white knight paladin level 20, I think people would probably work a lot harder. So school is a game, and there have been lots of experimentations on how we do this properly. But let's use it consciously. Like, why have games that you can lose? Why go from an A to an F or a B to a C? That sucks. Why not level up? And at Princeton, they've actually experimented with this, where they have quizzes where you gain experience points and you level up from B to an A. And it's very powerful. It can be used in interesting ways.